Hey, this is Guy Diddy from Diners, Drivers, and Dives, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN. Put your seatbelt on. We're on the road.
And we are back, 720 WGN, on the road with Dane here, Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue. And joining me in studio is a guy that has been all over the world, and I mean that literally, in support of our servicemen, and of course, in just like the nonstop search for adventure. And that adventure takes him, and sometimes we take Chicago for granted. We don't have the best weather for sure, and you know, there are things that maybe could be better, but Chicago is becoming, and well, it always has been a great destination, but it's becoming. I talked with the mayor on the red carpet over at the James Beard Awards just the other day, and he was just really pushing that Chicago is a tourist destination. It's a destination, not only on the food side, right?
Unbelievable.
You know, got a great food scene, but the architecture, the sports, you know, it's just that kind of place that people come to. We kind of take it for granted, but in studio is a longtime good friend and acclaimed chef. The one and only Panini Pete is in. Woo-hoo. From Alabama, but you've got some great Illinois and Chicago ties as well.
Unbelievable. To be here this weekend is great. My wife and I came up to surprise a buddy for his birthday. Robert Kabakoff, went to school with him up at the CIA.
Big shout out to the Kabakoffs.
Big shout out to the Kabakoffs. And we do a 5K race up there, the scholarship run that we co-chair. And
for the CIA, because we did mention
Culinary Institute of America.
Yes, right. Okay. Because we mentioned in the men and women in uniform. I was going to ask you about the Russian connection, but I know you couldn't tell me.
I was lucky to get into the cooking CIA, man. I still almost didn't pass. But love to see. I was actually born up here. A lot of people don't know. Lived in Chicago till I was 7. Great history. I ran in a 5K this morning, the run to remember the fallen police officers. And it was amazing. My grandfather was a police officer here for almost 40 years. He joined the force in the early 20s.
Wow.
And that was on my dad's side.
I did not know that.
Unbelievable, right? And then he was head of security for Montgomery Ward. My grandfather, my mom's side, was a jazz pianist. So he played here all through the 40s, 50s, 60s, and, you know, State Street and all over. And my grandmother was a school teacher up here. You know, my parents both grew up here. Love it, love it, love it. So when I come back, you know, I'm like, this is so awesome. But I kind of feel like, well, it's my town, but it's just, it's amazing. You know, don't take it for granted. It's beautiful. The architecture, the shows, everything.
We do, but it's nice to have somebody come in. And as much as you are, you know, this is your home away from home. When you talk about that history with the family, you know, not only on the artistic side with the piano, but the, you know, the police and the schools. And I mean, you're as much a Chicagoan as a lot of people who maybe haven't had that history here. But personally, you spent a lot of time, you know, out all over the place in the South and Alabama. So it is nice to hear, you know, when you get into town and you do some things here. I was surprised that your wife, who is with Jody, right? She came with that. She has never been here. You think just as you, unless she's not one of those, you know, some people just include if they've been to the airport or not.
And do that for Hawaii. I was in the airport.
Okay. Some people do that. But so she's not necessarily doing that, but I'm surprised. So it's really cool for you, even with the history that you have, and then to have her. And you guys are in a position in life where you can get out there and kind of enjoy things. You know, you get to pick and choose.
Absolutely.
And so what has been her reaction?
Oh, it's been crazy because, you know, she's a school teacher as well. So I get on the road a ton, and I rarely can take her. So, and the Mess Lord stuff is all, I don't want to say top secret, but we're traveling with and for the military, so she doesn't get to go on those. And to sneak her out for this trip, it was so funny because she's a runner, so I said, hey, we're going to go surprise Robert and Katie in the birthday in Chicago, and you need to see the city, the food, the architecture. It'll be so amazing. And they're running a 5K. Oh, okay, I'm in. And she has just been freaking out. We got here, walked by the studio yesterday, and just walked down the whole Miracle Mile and just all the museum. The architecture alone and the sculptures is just, it's breathtaking, breathtaking. Don't take it for granted. Open your eyes, walk around, check it out, man. It's beautiful down here.
Sometimes we're in a little bit of a bubble here, and, you know, and the news focuses on one thing or another. We know it's great food town, great sports town, the architecture, you know, certainly the history. And we, you know, we've got the Chicago Fire, right?
Yeah,
you had the cow and it burned down the city. But from the outside viewpoint, sometimes we think Chicago gets a bad rap. Certainly there are challenges here, as there are in any big city. But what is the perception? You know, in let's say Fairhope, Alabama, where you are, do they see, you know, because you always think of that there's kind of that typical contention between the South and the North, kind of stuff. I mean, how do they perceive Chicago?
I think Chicago has a great reputation. It's really, people appreciate it because it's big enough to be just awe-inspiring, but small enough to be, I guess, managed well and appreciated. And it's just got a great story, a great vibe. People are nice here. You know, for the most part, it's very friendly, that Midwestern value. So being living so long as I have in the South, it's very refreshing.
We talk about travel as those kind of transformative experiences. It's the greatest way to get that perspective on the human condition. And we talk to people, you know, friends, probably mutual friends like Andrew Zimmern. The thing that you get when you do all of that travel is you realize 100% that we all, regardless of what differences we may have, we all have so much more in common than we could ever have as far as differences that could kind of drive us apart. And I've been a supporter back when it was the America's Chefs,
right?
Back when you guys, before you were just All American, before you kind of went rogue and became the Mess Lords. And it is and for the listeners, you know what it is a group of chefs that donate their time, and these are TV chefs that have been to some level of notoriety here or there and acclaimed and on television. And what they do is they get together for the purpose of getting out and supporting the men and women in uniform. They don't necessarily just hold a fundraiser, you know, in their own hometowns. You actually walk the walk, and you get, you know, on a helicopter and a jeep and a boat and a submarine, and you get out there and you kind of spend time with them. So give a little bit of that background, kind of that snapshot about what the Mess Lords is.
Yeah, the really cool thing with what we do is Navy Entertainment brings us out, or you know, there's Navy MWR, the Morale Welfare Recreation piece. And they're very, very focused on just boosting morale, especially to our troops that are deployed overseas and stationed over there. So we're kind of like the Bob Hopes of the kitchen. We come out there to entertain them. We, you know, it's a bunch of crazy characters. You know, it's all big personalities, big food. But we don't just put on a show and play for an hour like Toby Keith or something and say, thank you, good night, God bless America. We're in the galleys.
I knew Toby
all
Keith
day.
Was doing something wrong. So,
oh, I met Trace Atkins on one of these. And fabulous. These guys are great. But they do their gig, and we are so just intertwined. We're there all day. We're working in the galley. Even if we have a prep day, we may be just out on the chat line slinging beans and hash and just having fun and thanking them for all they do and feeding them and talking about football, talking about home. And we'll go, if we go out after the gig at the base and, you know, buy them a couple of beverages, some cold beers, whatever. I mean, we really have a good time and work our butts off. John Connolly and I were in Romania a couple years ago, and we did almost a 30-hour stretch without sleeping.
Wow.
And we were at a remote base. But we know that these guys, these men and women aren't going home, you know, anytime soon. They're not going to the movies on Saturday. They're working, 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 working. It's crazy.
Well, you know, the State Department Chef Corps, where the government has kind of embraced that idea that there is that culinary olive branch that can be done. You can really affect a big change and really support the situations and the individuals involved through food. And so for you, you know, getting out there and getting to travel, now you're not there at the five-star resorts, but as a person who thinks that it's super interesting and exciting, you're getting to do some stuff people just don't get to do. I mean, you're on aircraft carriers, in submarines, but talk about some of the places that you've been. They're not all vacation. They're not all. Sometimes, you know, if you're in Spain, I'm thinking, okay, you know, but it isn't all, you know, Afghanistan and things like that, but Japan, Djibouti, Bahrain, you mentioned Romania, Cuba. You've been down to Cuba?
Down to Gitmo. You know,
so what was that like?
Experience Cuba. We were at Guantanamo Bay, and specifically when you can't go anywhere but Guantanamo Bay. So it's kind of a beautiful little area, the flora and the fauna, so to speak. But there's big banana rats and iguanas, and they're on lockdown there. They can't leave the bay. So it seems like it might be a great place to be, but it's really not. You can fish a little bit and dive a little bit, but that can get old when you realize you can't go anywhere off that little square few miles of the base. You can't have family down there. So these guys they have tremendous sacrifices that they do for us, that it's so humble for us to go give them a little pizza, some barbecue, some burgers, you know, some paninis and the fish tacos, and they appreciate it so much, and they're so grateful.
We've done stories over the years, you know, on Veterans Day or Memorial Day, you know, it's on the food side, you know, like the MREs and that kind of stuff that you get to eat. And I know it's technically healthy, but it's not necessarily the thing that you would look to eat.
Are you reading technically?
Well, I mean, it says it on the package.
Oh,
right?
That's right.
All right. But so when you're there, you know, I'm sure they're engaging you in, you know, for some stories from home, because they all come from different parts and some of them are in common. Certainly America is in common, but also maybe some of those different foods or dishes that they really appreciated that you guys are familiar with and can bring them that they probably don't get on the aircraft carrier.
We're going to Italy next week. I'll be flying out there with Stretch, and we're going to do a big barbecue. I mean, we're going to roast pork butts. We're going to do cornbread. We're going to do beans and slaw. We did Southwest. We did Mexican food, you know, kind of Southwest Tex-Mex when we were in Romania. We'll do a lot of different things because some of the areas they're at, it's very bland food or just very different. You know, even a great hand patty cheeseburger with bacon, and they just go nuts. And we have to work within the ingredients they either have or we can get access to through approved vendors, so it's very tricky. And like restaurants, you know, you don't know what equipment's working, what's not working, what's there, what kind of help we have. Sometimes we have a host of culinary specialists. Sometimes we're on our own. So it's always an adventure.
So as much as you bring to them, and it is huge, it's the reason that you do it, is to support them. But you can't help, and I've seen on social media, you're pretty prolific with that, is that you get out and about in some of these different places. And as a person who is an adventurer, you know, what are some of the things that you've experienced that you can share with the listeners that maybe they wouldn't necessarily know about, or something that you'd say, like, here's a place, you got to try this, or something that you were surprised about?
I tell you, in Japan, obviously, sashimi sushi, the fish markets, the ramen noodles.
I saw some of the things at some of those markets, and you're just like, what is going on?
Just eyeballs, just like a bag of eyeballs, come and get them, you know. And
because you got to go probably, you know, far out into the suburbs here to get a bag of eyeballs. You just
you're not available. Louis down on, you know, Wabash over there.
Yeah, he's an eyeball salesman. Yep.
But we get, you know, we don't get a lot of time off, but Navy Entertainment will do a really good job of saying, if you got a day or a half a day, they're going to take us somewhere cool. We went to a farm in Spain where they were raising goats and making goat cheese and raising Iberian pork. And the guy that ran it was this farrier. He was in Birds of Prey. So we had these big owls on our, you know, shoulders and all these things. And it's just crazy what's out there.
I've seen some of the social media and some of the experiences. I also seen some of the things, because you guys travel around America too. We can list off these exotic locations. I remember Stretch. I was doing an interview with Stretch one time, and he was talking about how you guys just happened into it like a furry convention.
Oh, Lord, in Atlanta. He talked about the FurCon, huh? Had no idea what was happening. And we pull up, and there's a guy in this goat suit that was so just badass. It was like, what is it, like Cirque du Soleil in town? Like Disney. It was really cool. And we're taking pictures and posing. And
did you think he was
right
a mascot for a local
media.
Sports team?
Yeah, or something. Really cool. And then we start noticing other people with like mittens and tails and ears. And we're up in the bar, and there's this big dude, looked like a Tom and Jerry cat mascot. And Stretch is putting his hat on. He had ears and earrings and tattoos. And he's said, what's going on? He goes, oh, it's the best FurCon ever. And we, you know, and we're like, okay. And what's going on with the FurCon? And I mean, Stretch and Gorilla, you know, they full on and crashed one of the raves one night, and it was quite an experience. And you never know what you're going to run into out there, folks.
That's where
your travels are meant to be experienced.
The disclaimer is right. It isn't, you know, not suitable for all audiences as far as some of the experiences. But one thing that you're doing is you are developing the beignets, right? Are suitable for everybody.
You're
Tyler Florence, our mutual guy, absolutely loves them. He raves about them all the time. But talk about some of this stuff, because you've kind of developed, just like Stretch has in Kansas City. If you get down to Kansas City, check out all the things that he is doing. But down in Florida, up in the Panhandle and Alabama, you have really been bringing it. People love what it is that you're doing. You've got other things on campuses in like Virginia.
West
talk
Virginia,
about the Panini Empire.
WU. We're growing the Panini Pete's brand. We opened in Destin in the Panhandle of Florida. We did a couple licensing deals up at WVU. The campus up there, go Mountaineers. They are just crushing it, loving the beignets, the paninis. It's been really, really cool. I have a great seafood place on the bay down there, too, called Sunset Point. You know, I'm doing a podcast now, HOTP podcast, the Hot Off the Press, and working on a cookbook. So in between all these travels, you know, we do a lot on the road. Coming up here to Chicago was just fantastic. And you know, one of the things I mentioned, too, you know, I cooked on the USS Chicago at a fast attack sub in Guam. And you guys need to be proud, because they are the heaviest supported subclass out there. And every time they go out at sea for any length of time, when they come back to port, there are representatives from your city with pizza and hot dogs to welcome them back. Just to sustain them.
Are the crew members, and we're going to go to break in just a second, but are the crew members, do they have to be from Chicago?
No, they're just in the Navy, and they get assigned, you know, to work on this sub. And within the decks and within the walls, there was so much memorabilia from all the sports teams, the White Sox, the Cubbies, the Blackhawks, the Bears, everything, the Bulls. And they didn't have a Bear jersey in there. And, you know, being in Alabama, we host the Senior Bowl every year in Mobile. So I knew this guy, Marty Barrett, was one of the big scouts for the Bears. I think he's with the Phillies now. But I called him and I said, you need a damn jersey down here on this sub ASAP. And they sent a signed Urlacher jersey, like, within a week.
Nice.
They went right onto the sub. USS Chicago.
Not only supporting the troops, but supporting Chicago and the teams, especially
baby,
when they need it. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Pete's information, social media, ways to catch up with Panini in all his forms. It's staying here on 720 WGN. And we are back, 720 WGN, on the road with Dane and Panini Pete in studio. Pete, before we send it to news, give the website, social media, where people can catch up with all of your exciting and extensive adventures.
Get out there and check us out, Panini Pete. And I'm Panini Pete on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, the HOTP podcast comes out, you know, when I get one done, which is awesome. Follow us on there, our website, paninipetes.com, sunsetpointfairhope.com, and just Mess Lords as well on Facebook. Come and like our page, please.